Hello, welcome to Kukubri Book Week podcast with me, Chris Walker, and my fellow podcaster this afternoon, Jerry Hassan. Jerry, we're going to give John Dean a good grilling now, aren't we?
That's right. If you're going to be talking about crime, well, you know, it's a world of murky tales.
Oh, indeed it is. Murky, dirty, dark tales. But John, first of all, we have to thank you because you are the founder of Kukubri Book Week. This has been your baby all along. Yeah. We've had 2 years off with COVID and it's back this year. But in these podcasts, we just want to dig down and speak to the authors themselves. Not to give the game away to some extent on what you're going to be talking about on the night, but to find out a little bit about you. So where was home originally?
Home originally was Derby, and then moved into the northeast. Moved around the country with my dad, really, and then gradually settled in the northeast. Went on to work on newspapers all over the country, and then came up here 5 years ago.
So was it your passion always when you left school or college or university to be a reporter?
I wanted to be a journalist. I wanted to be a writer, yeah. But I knew that was very difficult to achieve, particularly at sort of 17 or 18. So I became a newspaper journalist, worked for 20 years on papers and then 20 odd years as a freelance.
John, could you tell us, just because it's always interesting how people get into writing, how you first got into journalism, what was that like? And then what was that world like?
It was brilliant. I mean, I was 18, 19, you know, never done anything, never been anywhere really. And suddenly you were knocking around with experienced journalists, and you were there when the stories were breaking, and you were there when the big news stories. It was really exciting, really.
So did you get taken on it? Because people like Ian Jack that have written on this, it was a different world then. You didn't go to college trained to be a journalist.
I went to college for a year and then got a job in my local newspaper, really.
Did that just happen, or did you have to send CVs to lots of newspapers?
No, it was the first one I wrote to.
Was it really?
Well, in those days, it's different, very, very, very different these days, but in those days, you could really choose where you wanted to work.
Yeah.
Everyone was hiring all the time, really.
So what decade or year is this about?
1980. Mm-hmm. Yeah, 1980 I started.
So the 80s in Hull?
In the northeast, and then... Moved around Derby and Lincoln and Hull, and was in Hull for a bit as crime reporter and dealing. That's when I really started to deal with crime and murderers and arsonists and all sorts.
What was the crime like in Hull in those days?
I mean, I love Hull. It's a brilliant city, but it had plenty of crime and it had a dark underbelly, like all cities, like every city you can think of. It had a dark underbelly and fascinating characters and frightening characters and all sorts, really.
And have you taken those characters from those days, kept them kept them locked in your mind
and then
put them onto paper
and adapted them, and
have you?
They come back in different forms.
Wow. So you now are a published author.
Mm-hmm.
How many books?
22.
Whoa, Jerry, 22.
Yeah, do you want, I can't beat that.
No, that is amazing. And is there another one in the pipeline right now?
There's another one I'm writing at the moment and struggling with. But, you know, Jerry will tell you, you know, you struggle and then eventually you break through and the ideas start flowing and you get there in the end, really.
Have you got in your house a special room or special place you most like to go to write?
Yeah, I work in the garage, because when we moved up here, Frances, my wife, got the house really nice. And I said, where will I be working? And she said, oh, right, I hadn't thought of that. So I work in the garage, in a little office.
Okay.
You've got a little office, though, in the garage. It's an office.
Yeah, not, yeah, no, no, it's not just in the garage.
You close the door
and
go into your own space.
Yeah.
And when you said Jerry knows what it's like, you were referring, I think, then, to writer's block.
Yes.
Does that happen, then?
I think it does. I think you need inspiration and to go away. And I find walking the dogs really helpful. If you're short of ideas, walk the dog, nothing else to think about, and then the ideas come, really.
So I have this vision, you'll probably laugh at this, Jerry, I have this vision of authors covering a wall of their house with the plot and the characters and the whole thing out in front of them before they start. Is that right?
Or no, I don't think so. Some writers plan it. Some writers plan a bit, some writers plan everything, but I think non-fiction's different. I suspect you you plan stuff much.
I do plan things. It's just when you said that, I was visualising. I never did this ever again. The first book I ever did as a collection, which was A Guide to the Scottish Parliament, which bizarrely became a bestseller, right? Because no one else had done it. No one else had done it before the Parliament, but it had lots and lots of sticky things across an office because of it had a tight timescale. It was commissioned by the Stationery Office and so on. But I've never gone up for that model since. No post-it notes subsequently.
No, I used post-it. But for me, writing comes out of places and people and ideas, and something inspires you and suddenly you're away.
So do you have to get to, do you get to a point and do you think whilst you're writing, where am I taking this now?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, very often.
Wow.
And then the character will say something, or you'll have an idea, or something will slot into place, or you'll go back and start again and rewrite it, and it'll work really.
And how long does it take? How long does it take to write a book?
About 6 to 9 months, really.
Gosh.
And have you got a little notepad by the side of your bed in case that eureka moment comes?
Yes, yeah.
And do you use it regularly?
No.
Do you find, though, when you have those eureka moments, you haven't... I sometimes wake up in the night and think, oh, I must remember that in the morning. And then I wake up in the morning and think, I was meant to remember something, I'd forgotten it. And it was really a very good thought.
Yeah. I'm reading a book at the moment about James Bond and the Beatles, which is a great book for me because I've never read a book on any James Bond films. And it's part of it's talking about where creativity comes. And Paul McCartney, I don't know if this is appropriate in a way, he said that eureka moment, like when yesterday came to my night, he said it's the only thing you compare it to is sex.
Wow.
In the sense, I'm not sure that's completely right, but I think. But what he's trying to talk about is that transcendental moment where your sense of self changes, which I think is just fascinating.
I'm fascinated by that transition, the moment when you don't have a brilliant idea, and then seconds later you do, and suddenly you know that this is what you want to write about for the next 9 months.
And where does that suddenly come from? We don't know, do we?
No, just happens really.
Fantastic. So we're on book number
23 at the moment,
23. And at the book festival, book week, I should say, will that coincide with the publication of the one you're writing?
Not the way I'm going. No, no, I don't think so.
Okay, but at book week, you're in with some other
great crime writers. Monday, February the 27th, 7:30 at Broughton House, Jackie Baldwin, Anne Bloxwich, Ian Robinson and myself, and we're all local. Mm-hmm. Well, Jackie lives away now, but she's got really strong connections with this area. And we'll just riff about murder and crime and all sorts.
John, one question to you then. I know you've got like all authors, you've got your current product to book to ship. But what would you in the future ideally, you know, not even the next book, what would you ideally like to write on? What would be your dream book to, you know?
Children's writing. I want to be a children's author, but it never quite happened, really.
So you wanted to be a children's author from the start?
Yeah.
And instead you decided to write on crime and murder?
Yeah.
You couldn't get two things, total opposites.
No, I tried children's writing and I didn't get picked up, and then I got picked up by a crime publisher, so that was that, really.
Okay, wow, that is a difficult one.
Yeah,
it's
pretty different,
And do you think now that you have got so many books under your belt, do you think there's a child's book will come out soon?
I've got ideas, but I guess I'm stuck with crime for the moment.
Mm. Well, crime suits you. It suits us.
Yeah, I enjoy crime.
And we're looking very much forward to
seeing
you in March in Kirkcudbright. We'll see you a lot around Kirkcudbright. Jerry, any final thoughts for John?
Have you got any memorable moments, or what would be your most memorable moment or case or crime-wise from your years of journalism? Is anything that stands out you can still share with, you know, while being appropriate about it?
I was one of the journalists that covered Lockerbie.
Wow. Oh.
I was based in the northeast, and we sent a team. Everyone sent a team up there, and I guess that stuck with me.
Mm. Stuck with a lot of people.
It will stick for forever, really. But it was I mean, there's all sorts of moments and criminals that you've met, and I remember once interviewing someone whose son had been jailed for murder, and it became clear as we were interviewing him that the father did it. So just those moments stick with you, really.
And any unsolved cases from your day?
There's a child murder in Hull, which...
Still unsolved.
Yeah, 30 years later, still unsolved. Funny one. We offered 100,000... Well, the local newspaper worked for the charity, offered a £100,000 reward, and nobody came forward with anything.
Wow.
And that makes you think, really. So I suspect that's still... I haven't checked. I think that's still unsolved.
Mm-hmm. John Dean, thank you so much for talking to us. Good luck at the with Bookwit, and thank you once again for putting it together.
Excellent, thank you.